For anyone who loves Prince, it's very difficult to listen to his song Way Back Home from Artificial Age. When my son mentioned in the months following Prince's murder that he'd included it in a playlist he'd put together for a teenager, it really upset me because I thought it could not be truthfully understood, and particularly not by a young person, unless you knew that for Prince's entire professional life, he'd been harassed, surveilled, and tortured, ultimately to death, by this global fascist state we're now struggling to be rid of. And that even with that information, this song needs a lot of unpacking and discussion. And now I see that this discussion needs to be in the context of what we're learning from Paul. For a long time, I couldn't listen to the song at all. But once I did, again, I found myself thinking about these lines in it. Most of the people in this world are born dead, but I was born alive. The path was set, but if you look, the truth will set you free. Would he still put it like that? After Alice Miller's explanation, I wondered back then. Most of the people in this world are born dead. I still have difficulty with it, but Paul allows us to see Prince's meaning in the distinctions, vessels of destruction, vessels of mercy prepared afore unto glory, and those called. Prince and Paul are in accord that we are all afforded a choice. That's the point. That's why Jesus was given to us. That's why Prince and Paul worked so tirelessly to help us understand what happened, so we would have enough information to choose effectively. The choice is between life, love, or knowledge, dead works, power, or supremacy. There is no middle ground. Quote from Paul, "This I say then, walk in the Spirit, and ye shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh," that is material, concrete preoccupations, ambitions of the physical world, money, success, power, glory. "For the flesh lusteth after the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh, and these are contrary, the one to the other, so that ye cannot do the things that ye would. But if ye be led of the Spirit, ye are not under the law. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law. And they that are Christ's have crucified the flesh with the affections and lusts. If we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. Let us not be desirous of vain glory, provoking one another, envying one another." Unquote from Galatians. Born dead, born caught in a trap. Can any deny it? Although it is the intentionality of this we will be probing in upcoming shows. Certainly we can't deny it, any who have struggled out of it and found with excitement that thought had freed us, but only partially. We'd been denied critical information that what is invisible has more power than what is visible. But we feel Paul in what follows. Nonetheless, our allegiance cannot be to the state which suppressed this power of the infinite in us that we tap into, that we feel. Quote, "And you have be quickened, who were dead in trespasses and sins, wherein in time past ye walked according to the course of this world, and were by nature the children of wrath, even as others. But God, who is rich in mercy, for his great love wherewith he loved us, even when we were dead to sins, hath quickened us together with Christ. By grace ye are saved, and hath raised us up together, and made us sit together in heavenly places in Jesus Christ, that in the ages to come he might show the exceeding riches of his grace in his kindness toward us through Jesus Christ. For by grace are ye saved through faith, and not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them. Wherefore remember that ye being in time past without Christ, being aliens from the commonwealth of Israel, and strangers from the covenants of promise, having no hope and without God in the world. But now, in Christ Jesus, ye who were sometimes afar off are made nigh by the blood of Christ. For he is our peace, who hath made both one, and hath broken down the middle wall of partition between us, having abolished in his flesh the enmity, even the law of commandments contained in ordinances, for to make in himself of twain one new man, so making peace, and that he might reconcile both unto God in one body by the cross, having slain the enmity thereby, and came and preached peace to you which were afar off, and to them that were nigh. For through him we both have access by one Spirit unto the Father. Now therefore ye are no more foreigners, but fellow citizens with the saints, and of the household of God, and are built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone, in whom all the building, fitly framed together, groweth unto a holy temple in the Lord, in whom ye also are builded together for a habitation of God through the Spirit. And that's quoting Paul from Ephesians.